Defender John Lintz coming off maybe his best game of the season last weekend against Calgary joins us. John, how are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for having me again.
John, when you evaluate your play, I thought you've been pretty solid all year long. I thought Calgary, though, was maybe the best game you've played. How would you evaluate it?
Yeah, I was pretty pleased with the way I played in that game. I kind of did the revolving door act a little bit against Toronto the week before that, and I think that really motivated me going into Calgary. But I think overall it's been one of my more consistent seasons, and I think that comes with just playing with the same group of guys for a few years now and coming to my own. It's easy to play with those guys because I kind of know where they're going to be, and it allows me to position myself. And it, you know, it's starting to show signs of that during games like the one in Calgary where I was able to play pretty effectively.
Now, when you say revolving door, are you saying guys were turnstiling you, like you were getting beat? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they put up on us, about 16 goals. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, there's a few plays where I, you know, just out of position, basically. I was just having a tough night, and it would seem like it was tough to turn it around. So,
and really, that's kind of been the MO a little bit for your defense this year. Like, when you guys shut down a team, it starts the game, and then they got nothing. Like, you guys have won the four games that you've won, you've outscored the opposition 58-31. Like, it hasn't been close. And then in the losses, it seems when they get on a little bit of a run, excluding maybe the Calgary game, you weren't able to stop it, specifically Toronto and Minnesota. What's the reason for that?
Well, I think there's a couple different things. I think early in the year against Minnesota, honestly, I felt like their pace bothered us. They were flying around and doing a lot of kind of odd things, and I honestly think it just wore our defense down over the course of the game where, you know, into the fourth quarter, we just weren't able to respond. And I think we've addressed that in you know, our midweek conditioning and midweek preparation. And I think Toronto, it's just a good team that we hadn't seen before, and they were doing some things offensively that are pretty unique and creative. And you know, now that we've seen it, I think we'll be able to adjust to it better. And I think even in that game, we did towards the fourth quarter. So, you know, like most things in sports, you see certain things that are new to you, and you have to adjust. And I think we'll do that going forward. I think our team was pretty pleased with the way we played 5-on-5 against Calgary. I think that's positive, and I think we can carry that into this week against Vancouver.
John Lintz, defender for the Edmonton Rush, joins us. They take on Vancouver. You guys are tied for first, John. You saw a lot of Dixon and Evans. You'll see a lot of Mr. Dutch this weekend. What's the difference in his game? What challenges does he possess that are maybe similar or different to Evans and Dixon?
He's got a lot of the same attributes. I mean, what makes him difficult to cover is that he has an inside game and an outside game, right? If you step out to pressure him, he's a guy that can beat you one-on-one. He's got some foot speed and some size where if he gets a shoulder down on you, it's tough to kind of turn him away from the net. And certainly he has an outside shot where if you kind of sit in lanes and wait for him to come to you, he's gonna rip balls around your feet and around your shoulders, and he's going to find corners. So, I mean, those are the challenges he presents. And so for us, it's about getting out into space and not letting him be a shooter, getting in on his hands, and then relying on our defensive system to have slides there so that if he does start to go to the net, we have someone there and we're forcing him to be a passer and for him to make awkward passes.
Corey Small, now he's on the other side of the floor, so you won't see him very much, but what's the challenges he's going to present to your defense, and a guy who is a teammate for all of you, will there be a little bit extra friendly trash talking amongst your group and him?
I'm sure there'll be a little bit. I mean, Corey's a guy that's a very effective offensive player, but he's not a big trash talker or a guy that kind of gets in and mixes it up a whole lot, so I mean, it'll be good to see him out there, and it'll be good to say hello to him. And once the game starts, you know, those friendships are kind of dead for the 60 minutes that we're out there. And as for the challenges he presents, he's a guy, and we've seen this at Edmonton over the past years that he's been here, he's a guy that if you give him space, he's a very effective player. He can find his shots. He's a good passer. So with him, it's just strictly about limiting time and space and making him make fast decisions and getting in shooting lanes.
Now, John, you're more of a pure defender, not necessarily a transition guy. Do you have the green light to run more often?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think Derek and our coaching staff have ever really taken that away from me. I think, you know, if I'm being really honest, it's one of those things that's kind of a psychological barrier as much as anything. I think when I was in this league early on, when I played, you know, my first couple of years in Calgary and Edmonton, I may have been told not to, and just being a young guy and probably coaches didn't trust my my decision-making with the ball. But I think, you know, I have those capabilities. It's just about convincing myself to go down and make plays and be part of the offense once in a while when I see the opportunities.
Well, and you've got that regular season goal-scoring drought to get rid of.
Regular season shot drought, never mind goal-scoring drought. Yeah.
You don't have a shot, that's right, in the last 3 years, man. And I remember last year, you actually had a two-on-one and dished it off.
Yeah, I did. I've had a couple of those over the course of the years. Yeah, and for a guy that doesn't get down there very often, I have a very odd pass-first mentality, you know. You'd think it'd be the opposite.
Well, you'd think that, hey, scoring in the playoffs, you one shot, one goal, that must have given you a boost of confidence offensively.
That's right. And it was weird, you know, before that playoff game last year, I played a local kind of exhibition game beforehand, just with the senior Bs here in Edmonton with some of the guys I grew up playing with. And I scored two or three goals in that exhibition game. And I think it kind of brought me back to life. I kind of went, oh yeah, I can go down here. I can shoot the ball. Like, it's not against the rules. Like, so maybe that's the solution. I got to go play some drop-in lacrosse and find my scoring touch again.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mention that because for a guy whose job it is to play defense, everybody still likes to score. But if you don't do it and you don't really have the confidence in yourself, you don't even try.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's part of it, right? And in junior and in AA, which, you know, the Western League is a lot of similar players to the NLL, I have scored in the past and, you know, a fair amount, and I have transitioned a fair amount. And it's just about, you know, doing it at the NLL level and being consistent at it. I mean, the one difference in the NLL is guys are fast, right? It's a fast game, and you're not playing out here if you're not athletic. And I think maybe that quarter or half a step that a lot of guys have in this league might be part of the reason why I don't get some of the opportunities I do. But I mean, I'm pretty happy with my role, and I think I'm contributing to the success of the team. So, you know, if those things come, they come. That's great. And if they don't, you know what, I'll do my best to help our team win in other ways.
John Lintz, defender for the Rush, joins us to take on the Vancouver Stealth tomorrow. John, being an Edmonton guy, you know, an Alberta guy, in not a real, I should say, a hotbed for lacrosse players, there's obviously been some before you. How seriously take that role? How important is it to be, you know, a guy showing young Edmontonian lacrosse players that not only can get to the NLL, but you can be one of the better players on the defensive side?
Oh, I think it's huge. And I think, you know, that's a role, especially as I start to get older here, that I'm going to have to embrace, or not going to have to, but I want to embrace more and more. I think, you know, in my younger years, it was more about making sure I had a foothold in the LL. So I spent a lot of my summers playing on the coast and not very involved with the Edmonton community. But I've started to work at St. Francis Xavier High School with the Lacrosse Academy here. So that's part of my involvement. And hopefully over the course of this summer and the following years, I'll be involved in minor coaching here in the city and in building programs to ensure that we have young lacrosse players who have the confidence that if they recognize they have some skill and they put in hard work, they can start to achieve not only, you know, at the box lacrosse, in the box lacrosse world, but also in NCAA and then getting scholarships and that sort of thing. So that's where, that's kind of where we're headed, and that's what I hope to do.
I'm not sure if you heard, but do you know anything about Jeremy Noble? Now he's in the Western Conference. Colorado just acquired him. He was, of course, the second overall pick in this year's draft. Didn't want to relocate to Rochester, so had been sitting out. Now Rochester just traded him to Colorado for two first-round picks. What do you know about Noble? How much is he going to add to the Western Conference race?
You know, I'm not extremely familiar with him. He's an Eastern guy, and I played most of my lacrosse in the West. I do know guys that know him. He's got extremely good hands. He's a smaller, kind of shifty guy. He can shoot the ball, and it'll be interesting to see kind of how much success he has at the NLL level. I would imagine, you know, with a guy like Ben McIntosh having a lot of success, he's not a dissimilar player to McIntosh, so you'd imagine he'll experience some success when he gets in there. And it's huge for Colorado because, you know, for years they've been known as a team that has a ton of depth on the left side of their offense, obviously with John Grant and with Adam Jones and a couple of these guys. And anytime they can add righty depth to their team, it makes their offense very balanced and very dangerous.
One last one for you. Vancouver, overall as a team, John, for your defense to shut them down and not give up the amount of goals, because I know Chris Corbeil was on earlier in the week and said, frankly, it's not acceptable for the defense. You guys want to keep them in single digits. What's going to be the key for your group collectively to shut down the Vancouver offense?
Honestly, I think if there's a word, it's just pace. I mean, they've got a lot of big bodies and they've got some shooters. And if we kind of sit back on our heels and allow them to dictate and set picks and set seals and kind of go to places where they want to go, it's going to be a long night for us. And you saw that the week before when they put up 21 or whatever football score they had against Minnesota. So, yeah, for us, it's just moving our feet, getting on hands, forcing them to areas where they're not comfortable and making them play fast lacrosse. And hopefully that'll create turnovers and we can transition and it'll help our offense get going as well.
Well, Johnny, always good to talk to you. The good news is you're near the halfway point of the season. Mitski, LaFontaine, Rubish, and Cornwall, they're all battling you right now. So it might not just be you and Rubish down the stretch.
I know. Hopefully there's a couple of us. Hopefully I get one this weekend and then I don't have to worry about
it. Well, then you can just start chirping them. That'd be great.
That's right. I'll let them all know. There's no question.
All right, John, good luck.
Thank you so much.